This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Build up the muscles in your mind. The components of the DJV show would include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. The idea is to expand upon that which you already know so that you're smarter than the average duck. And so here to bring us around to that sort of intelligence is Quacker Jennifer Horn.
I am a quacker. Well, you know, we have storms, both the real kind of storms and political storms. And clearly, the Trump presidency has brought out the best in some people and the worst in other people. Two of those people are some Hollywood celebrities that you may know about. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace and Susan Sarandon, who's been in a ton of films. They're going at it on social media. Now, they're not too far apart politically, but they've been bickering a bit because Susan Sarandon, if you remember back to 2016, was a Bernie Sanders supporter, did not like Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton became the nominee, she felt that it was a setup. She wasn't the only one. She thought that there was like an inside job that knocked Bernie Sanders out, right? And put Hillary up against Donald Trump. And
was that woman's name that ran the DNC from Florida? Three names?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
She was the chief conspirator.
She was the helper.
Architect.
Right. She was Hillary's elf.
Right, yeah.
But in any case, Susan Sarandon never fully wrapped her arms around Hillary Clinton as a candidate. She never endorsed Donald Trump because clearly there, and I've said this before, there are a lot of differences between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, but the people who were attracted to those candidates had a lot in common. They were looking
change.
For something different, a disruptor, something out of the status quo. So Susan Sarandon has said things on Twitter that borderline a little nicer than other celebrities are in Trump. Anyway, fast forward now to this past week, and Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon on Twitter got into this heated debate after Variety sent out a tweet indicating that Susan Sarandon had said President Trump has, quote, if anything, inspired more women and people of color to run for elected office. Now, that is true. That is a true statement.
Yep.
But Deborah Messing, who is a huge non-fan...
Right. Is that show coming back, by the way, this year?
Uh-huh.
Grace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was renewed, I think, like the first day it hit the TV. She wrote, quote, oh, yes, please, in all caps. Let's give Trump credit, in all caps. I mean, how else are you going to be able to walk out on the street, convince yourself that his catastrophe of a president, who you said was better than Hillary Rodham Clinton, is not ripping children away from parents seeking asylum? Now... Susan Sarandon was not going to just take that little quote. She actually implored Debs, as she called her on Twitter, to watch the full Variety video teased in that original tweet in response to Debs went to direct quotes and decided she wasn't happy with Susan Sarandon's analysis, and the two have been bickering back and forth on Twitter ever since. So I guess this is just the latest, a dead friendship of sorts between two actresses that maybe could have once been friends, but now they can't. That's funny, though, that is like imploring people to like Trump when you just say that he's encouraged more women and people of color to run for office.
No, but he has. I think that's
I know,
true.
But that's not necessarily...
Well, it's not he hasn't. It's
not a supportive comment by any stretch.
Him. Yeah.
Well, his actions have... No, I don't agree with that. I think his actions have led directly to people wanting to run for office. I don't think it's indirect at all. I think it's direct. Straight line from his actions to people deciding they want to get involved in politics. It's
right, but it's not necessarily like a kind remark. It wasn't
it isn't kind,
being,
but
no.
It's true. So, I think absolutely true.
It's
all right, let's get to some good news. I have several items. Would you like some good news, ladies, or not?
Yes, we love good news.
All right, the best news here locally is that Columbus Day will not be celebrated anymore in Somerville, Massachusetts. joining the growing ranks of communities who just understand what Columbus was all about. Columbus Day is, I've refused it. As a matter of fact, when I was teaching school, I taught the, I got my butt into trouble with the principal. What are you teaching these kids about Columbus Day? And I said to him, Columbus was a no good SOB, and we shouldn't be celebrating it, and kids should know what the real story is. And he said, well, that's not what the, what did he tell me? The curriculum doesn't say that. I said to him, I don't really care what the curriculum says it. The fact that Columbus was the cur that he was deserves to be taught. People need to know that. Anyway, so I've been on that toot for about 40 years. I was all alone.
I agree with you.
Ah,
but don't but you know what? Don't tell Italians in New York that.
Well, yeah, you can tell. I had, remember how long Roberta Fasanelli was a part of this program. Still a very good friend. She's moved down to New Orleans from New York. She grew up as a New Yorker. And she and I would have this conversation every Columbus Day. And, yeah, people would call. I used to take more calls. And by the way, people have asked me why we don't take calls. Why we, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, why not take calls? Well, how do I say this nicely? The quality of the calls and callers wasn't up to standard. And so, you know, the people who are available at the time we're on the air are not necessarily the people that you want to hear from. They're not that stimulating. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but and you listen to a lot of talk shows today, the caliber of the people who call, not great. So I'd rather sound a little blunt, but that's it. They're not. They're horrible, actually. Not very smart.
Well, and a lot of people trying to get on the air, and a lot of people right now are trying to get on the air just to say crazy things.
Well, they just repeat the same crap that they read or the, you know, whatever the, on both sides, whatever the talking points are. And you can do that, watch television instead of listening
well,
to it on
the
radio.
Well, wasn't it, what was the, was it Fox News that, or Fox Radio that got in trouble a couple weeks ago because some guy called up and went on a rant about Obama being a Muslim and he wasn't born here, and then the station ended up getting fined because the guy was cursing, and it was a whole thing. So it's
whatever.
Kind of a liability.
But what a waste of
point.
Time. Like, that's news? That's
right,
something new?
Right.
We've been talking about that for 8-10 years. Forget about it. Now, that's what I'm saying. That kind of caller brings nothing to the conversation. So that's why we are interested in what you say on Twitter, and so you can reach us at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. That's a good way for you to communicate. And I've got some posts I probably should read. Anyway, back to the Columbus Day. The number of towns and cities around the country. There are four states, Minnesota, South Dakota, Alaska, and Vermont, and at least 55 municipalities across the country that say no to Columbus Day. They are instead looking to recognize, if you will, Native Americans, which is more appropriate. They were the victims, the blunt, if you will, of Columbus and his... he was a cur. He was a no-good... whatever. And the, by the way, the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, who announced this week, is Italian. His name is Curt Aloni. He says, this is a relic of outdated and oversimplified versions of history. We're not erasing history. We're just not glorifying Columbus and Columbus Day. Makes sense to me. It's Monday, October 8th, by the way. I have a little problem. The Indigenous Peoples Day, that kind of, that word, it's, you know, let's get a little more to the heart and soul of it. The American Indian, the American Native, is the person or where's the group that was blunted by Columbus. Anyway, Alaska, Vermont, let's see, joining in this is also Durango, Colorado, Traverse City, Michigan, have all changed and stopped with Columbus Day. So I go back to the teaching of this in school because it makes some people uncomfortable to argue with what supposedly the authority is. That's what the principal said to me. Well, the authority are the textbooks. I said, no, they're not the authority at all. The authority is history. And history is sometimes very subjective according to who's writing the book. And, you know, it's kind of like the Bible. The Bible's a great history, I think it's one of the great history books, if not the greatest history book ever written. Doesn't mean everything in it is true. It's all in the eyes and the ears and the mind of the beholder. Who's telling the story? The simplest way to demonstrate how, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or anybody else who's standing on the corner watching an accident, if you got 12 people who see the same accident, you get 12 different stories. Never get the same story from two people. And so that's kind of the I take pleasure in dumping on Columbus Day, because I think it's he was no good, and to celebrate him is not a good thing. All right, is that
but
is that
like
good
him.
News? Did I Jennifer?
But right. You're a fan,
you.
Right?
I love you so. It is 16 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, with new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real, with deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in, they go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb.
Or hauling?
Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Jim Peewee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let's have another person in the news to celebrate. Pilot Jeff Raines, flying American Airlines Flight 2354 from L.A. to Dallas, diverted to Wichita Falls, not exactly a big airport. They had really bad weather, couldn't go all the way to Dallas, so they had to sit there in the airport, and so he said to the tower, get some pizza. What's the local pizza joint? Papa John's. So he paid for pizza for everybody in the plane.
Nice.
That's just, well, yeah. He came onto the plane with a large stack of pizzas and passed them all out, and people on the plane said, what a guy. There's good PR for you. Good for him. Captain Jeff Raines. Good for you. 21 after.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The hour to plant the seeds of musical intellect here. This is Groovy Gravy from Quincy Jones, who has shared the trailer for Quincy, a new documentary which spans his six decades in music. Actually, this could be quite fascinating. He has 79 Grammys. Do you know that?
Wow.
Quincy Jones got 79
nominations. Yeah.
Grammy, oh, they're nominated. Well,
27 Grammys.
Not bad.
That's still a lot. Yeah. Where do you put all those? At some point, you're like, ugh,
not. You got a room for him. He has worked, a lot of people have been talking about his work with Aretha lately because of her passing and who was important in her life. But he also has collaborated with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra. He and Frank Sinatra are actually quite good friends. They had shared the same taste in women, apparently. Michael Jackson, Miles Davis in the troupe of people that he has helped. He's also been responsible for some of the most well-known film scores. He did the score to The Color Purple, The Italian Job, and In Cold Blood. I still think The Italian Job is one of the really good. Well, it's a big business scoring. I talk about this from time to time. Justin Hayward, who is the lead singer for the Moody Blues, spends most of his time scoring films. That's what he does. It's really an interesting job to find the music, create the music that goes in the background of television and film. Anyway, this documentary called Quincy features commentary from Barack Obama, Will Smith, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Oprah Winfrey, Snoop Dogg. And then Snoop Dogg says he's an inspiration to me. Well, okay. Documentary directed by Alan Hicks and Quincy's daughter, Rashida Jones. She's an actress, right? She's,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember what she's been in, but I know her name.
She was on, was it Parks and Rec?
Yeah, she was on Parks and Rec.
Was she? Yeah. Anyway, Quincy says, it makes my soul smile. What a great, what two words put together. Isn't that swell? Think about it. My soul smiles. to have such a dream team share my story. I think that's a fabulous phrase. My soul smiles. Never heard that before. I like it, though. Quincy Jones' documentary has, Keep Reaching, a new song from him, Mark Ronson, and Chaka Khan. It'll debut on Netflix on the 21st. All right, so anyway, something to look forward to. Quincy Jones, quite a talent. We're blessed to have talent like that around. All right, speaking of talent, next musical item focuses on country singer Gretchen Wilson. I think we talked about her last week, didn't we? She was arrested in the airport for something. Now she's going to donate $500 to charity to settle the charges against her. Yeah, I thought that was, it's not a lot. Wow. This is
like
at the
Groupon for charity donations to get yourself out of trouble.
She was in court in Enfield, Connecticut. She got into trouble at Bradley Field, which is the main airport in Connecticut, Springfield, Hartford Airport. A misdemeanor breach of peace charge being dismissed on the donation, which is going to be used to fund injured crime victims. She was arrested en route to a private show at the Mohegan Sun Casino. State police said she was in a minor disturbance on the plane involving another passenger and a bathroom. Had she been drinking? Did we decide that there was some alcohol involved in all this? She said everybody's got bad days. Celebrities are targeted when they have a bad day. Well, you kind of become
true,
a target.
Just because it's in the newspaper, most people get away with it quietly.
Yeah. Slapping somebody around on a plane.
But, like, how much can you fight about a bathroom on a plane, you know?
Yeah, I think it's pretty silly
stuff.
Still
got to be kind of wrecked,
28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but that merely means wind speeds have backed off.
At the end of the day, there is still more rain on the way.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says some areas that haven't had much rain are starting to see heavy bands of precipitation.
And that's going to be the central portion of North Carolina, which is why we've really started to see those flash flood warnings really expand in that portion. In fact, areas of Winston-Salem now under a flash flood warning.
More than 600,000 homes and businesses are still without power. This man in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I've been out and about, and the electrical
problems. The electrical lines are down because of the trees. It's awful. It's awful. It's going to be a long time.
Also, a tornado was spotted on the ground near Henderson, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Making it happen on the radio and in podcast form. Don't forget to check out the DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com. You just had a reminder of that. I decided I would double the reminder. A lot of things going on as usual. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen here to update us with thoughts and things. All right, Victoria, things first, then thoughts.
All right. Well, things first.
Don't and mess it's, up.
Yeah, so things and thoughts. It's a combo. And we're talking about the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She is, of course, the Supreme Court Justice. And she's been very vocal about the whole Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And she's not saying what people thought would expect her to say. She's actually criticizing the whole process, saying it has devolved into a highly partisan show since she was confirmed in 1993. She said the way it was right. The way it is wrong. She's, of course, 85 years old now. She was speaking in front of the George Washington University Law School. It prompted a round of applause, actually. People agreed with her that it's gotten way too partisan.
I agree with her.
She was confirmed to the bench by a U.S. Senate vote of 96-3, 2 months after she was nominated by then-President Bill Clinton, and she said that the atmosphere back then was truly bipartisan. She said, the vote on my confirmation was 96-3, even though I had spent 10 years of my life litigating cases under the auspices of the ACLU. No senator asked me any questions, not about that. And then she also noted that her good buddy, Antonin Scalia, was confirmed 98-0, despite him being very conservative and his conservative leanings. And so she said back then, people really just seemed to judge based on your work and it was not political, and it wasn't a situation where everyone was grandstanding and trying to make it about themselves. And I agree with her, and I think that probably most of the country would agree with that at this point.
Yep, I read an article, actually I think it was at Axios that had it, during the confirmation hearings, and they showed all of the numbers confirming judges over in history, and the only time that it's only been partisan for the last, I think, and really, I think actually just since Trump was elected, everybody else, it gets closer, the margins get closer, but when you can actually see that it's like half and half, started under Trump Neil Gorsuch. That's when it got really close. But over time, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's absolutely right. It used to be that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you just voted for the qualified candidate, whether right. they were right-leaning or left-leaning.
So
and that's
keep
gotten
talking.
Much closer.
We keep talking about this. The 800-pound gorilla in the room, my read on this is that the news media has helped, the talk media has helped to break the country down, if you will, or rough the country up, or whatever it is. Can we survive? Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, the democracy can't survive. Yeah, the pendulum swings back and forth, but there are lots of different factors now, social media, communication among them, but there's all we're teaching our children to be intolerant, and they are exposed to things that lead them to being intolerant. I know lots of adults who are intolerant of other points of view. Instead of being respectful, understanding that we don't all have to agree on everything, people say, I'm tired. I mean, again, back to what I said a little while ago about why I don't take calls on the air anymore, because it's pretty much the same stuff that you hear over and over again. That's why we don't, in fact, talk much about those sorts of things. You can get plenty of that elsewhere, and there are a lot of other things, in my mind anyway, that are a lot more interesting to talk about. But we have become, Trump won fair and square. Get over it. Whether you like the system or not, I don't like the system. It isn't that I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for him. I usually do vote for right-of-center candidates, but I didn't vote for him for a lot of reasons that I don't have to hash over again. I've explained them many times on the air. Some of the things he does I think are good. Some of the things he does I don't think I care that much for, but that's me as an individual. And I'm entitled to my opinion as you're entitled to yours, and I respect all of your opinions. The idea, however, that you're wrong if you don't agree with me started right here in this medium. The talk radio medium started that. And it has been now talk television and many other venues where if you don't agree with me, you're just plain wrong.
Just for a conversation, I think without talk radio, there would be half of the country that would feel isolated, bullied, ganged
up on. Don't disagree with you. Don't disagree.
So I don't know if it started
the left-handed news media, but the news media used to be a one-way. It wasn't a dialogue, Jennifer. It was a monologue. This is with all the news that's fit to print. Imagine the arrogance of that statement on the front page of the New York Times for as many years as I've been there. Who the hell are you to decide what's important or what should be printed or what the news is? And now you to be sort of what went on at CBS, you know, or to a lesser extent at NBC and ABC, but CBS, very arrogant about, you know, if it's news, it's on CBS. Yeah, really? No, that's not true. As somebody who ran a newsroom that was affiliated with CBS for a couple of years, that's not true at all. So anyway, the point here being, well, there are a lot of different points, subsets to this discussion. The electoral process is one of them. Trump was elected by people who got behind him. And if you and they got more behind him, I was going to say further behind him, but they the strength in numbers there and the beliefs were much, much stronger aimed at Trump and his supporters, or coming from them, than was the case with Hillary. There was no, there were, name me one person who was really excited about Hillary. We had the discussion about Deborah Messing and Susan Sarandon talking about, you know, who supported whom. Maybe I'll clarify that then for you, Victoria. In my circle of friends, the people that I know, and I have friends on both sides of the spectrum, many of them, and they weren't, I mean, I voted for her, I wasn't excited about it, but I didn't want to vote for Trump. And there are
a lot of people who felt that way. They just couldn't go for Trump, so
right.
They went for Hillary. Yeah. There were other people who didn't love Trump, but just couldn't go for Hillary, and then, you know, went for Trump. So there are a lot of people sort of in the middle in that election. But there were on both sides, there were people who were totally rabid for everything Trump said, and there were people who were just as excited behind Hillary too. There were especially women. There were a lot of women who were really excited about that prospect
and, yeah,
of the first
my daughter
female president.
Was one of them. Okay, so
yeah,
I give you that. But what I'm saying is, in terms of where we are, we have come somehow to a point of having lackluster candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at Cuomo, who is the governor of New York and running again, and the arrogant.
Cynthia Nixon made it. She made a dent.
Yeah,
and I think
she
that's
did.
Important.
Well,
there are
people
so many.
Like this black kid who won against the old Italian in Boston. Same thing can be said for whoever it was. I never remember her name in New York.
And there's another one. There was another one, too. So there's another 27-year-old socialist Democrat who just ousted a guy who's been there for eight
terms.
In
the middle, however, look at the extremes. These people represent much more of an extreme. Maybe it represents a large segment of the country, and we're thankfully looking beyond color at people and their credentials. But the extremes, you know, I think about Bernie Sanders, and I actually, for a while, I actually thought that I might vote. There was a time I was considering voting for him because he wants change, and he still does. I say it in the present tense because he still does.
Yeah, but his change involves socialism.
Right, I can't stand that.
We've got to stop this movement of these younger people who want to go towards socialism.
Everything for nothing.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. The
socialism is the most flawed racist system there is.
Right, but when people say that they're a socialist Democrat now in their 20s, it's not the same thing that it's not socialism in the way that we learn in history books.
Yeah,
it's really not. It's health care and college.
Yeah,
like,
but
those
how
are
do you
two,
pay for that?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But those are the two. I'm not saying it's going to ever pass. It's not going to work. But I'm just saying those are the two main platforms. You can go to any college campus, and anybody who says, "Oh, I'm a socialist" or "I'm a Bernie Sanders fan," it's health care, it's insurance, and college. That's it.
Well,
it's not
healthcare
it's not
is one thing.
More than that.
You see, that shows the naivete of the people who support those or say those are the number one issues, and they put them together. Healthcare is one thing that's very important and something that we are, I think, I don't know if entitled is the right word. It isn't a right. It's a privilege, but it is kind of, all right, it's a blurred area.
Yeah, but with all
area.
The taxes that we
but,
pay,
no, hold on
maybe
a second.
We should be
but,
entitled to have some healthcare covered
well,
by the
I'm
government.
I'm not disputing
you know?
That, but I am disputing the right to have free college. That's a damnable, horrible idea. There's no incentive whatsoever. Okay, somebody's going to pay for my college. I'll just go and kind of slough it off. No. That's a horrible,
that. Yeah.
horrible,
free
horrible
anything
idea.
Is
horrible.
People just people
it
love to grab free stuff.
It isn't free.
Or, right. Air quotes around free,
it.
But
You're
they don't value it. That's
yeah, right,
thing.
Exactly. There's
and
no
I'm
answer.
Not,
oh,
I'm not
I'll
for everyone gets free college. I don't
yeah.
agree with that.
That's
but
nonsense.
I do really, though, think that our insurance system is, we pay a lot of money, my husband and I, and it's and we
yeah,
don't have great coverage at all. So
it's
a total disaster, and it needs to be fixed.
Well, it isn't so much the insurance companies. It's the collusion between the insurance companies and the big medical corporations.
Well,
and
it's also the lawsuits. No one likes to talk about that. It's the lawsuits. It's how they can charge so much. much for pharmaceuticals. There's so many things that could be fixed that involve more private elements than making it more big government, because the government is just going to turn it into a disaster. People think that's going to be the solution. I can tell you like a friend that I've seen what the system in California has done with my mom, and it's not pretty. And we're not even in a full taxpayer universal health care system. I know some people can get it right. I just don't trust that the government that big. Ask the VA. People waiting. Yeah. Ask people waiting for the VA care and see if it's going to get any better.
All right. So you want some good news?
Finally, yeah.
Target is going to hire 120,000 holiday workers starting next month. And they're going to pay them $1 an hour more than they did last year. So they'll be paying $15 an hour. And Macy's, everybody thought Macy's was in trouble. They're hiring 80,000 people to, and they say, both of them have basically said the same thing. We feel that if we really have attendance, people who can help in the stores, it will enhance our bottom line. And it will. If you have a good local hardware store, go there. They're really a much better deal, frankly. Somebody like me who goes to hardware stores, needs stuff all the time on the farm, it's much smarter deal. 46 and change past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Pets bring so much joy to our lives. They're loyal, they're protective, and smart. Yet as smart as our pets might be, they can't advocate for themselves, especially in the event of a natural disaster. Hi, I'm Sean Lowe. Last year during Hurricane Harvey, I saw the impact of natural disaster firsthand. Many families suffered the added heartbreak of being separated from their pets. That's why it's important your pet is part of your family's disaster preparedness plan. Like storing pet food, medical records, and supplies in waterproof containers. Proper identification, a microchip, and a photo of you with your pet can help in case you get separated. And keep their favorite comfort toy handy. If you take steps now, you'll encounter less stress during the chaos of an emergency. To learn how you can prepare your pet for a natural disaster, talk to your veterinarian and visit banfieldfoundation.org/disaster. That's banfieldfoundation.org/disaster. Don't save it for a rainy day.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Bye.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, seems like just yesterday that we had Nick Miles here. It was actually last week at this time. Nick is here from OurAutoExpert.com. That's his website. Fabulous information about cars from top to bottom. I was interested in Jay Leno's quip about Chris. What's his face that comes from Sudbury, Massachusetts? He was, I don't know if you ever watched that show, Nick. I think it's fabulous because I think Leno was fabulous. But his car, have you ever been invited? Have you ever seen his, go in the hangar at the Burbank Airport and see all those cars? Have you been there?
Oh, yes, several times.
Have you?
Jay has wonderful stories, and every time I go there and walk through with Jay, he makes me laugh. He's just, and a genius, too. He's pretty much genius. And this is a guy where you go to that hangar, he shows up, he'll walk out, or he'll come out from under a car in coveralls, and he's changing the oil, or he's working on a transmission. He really is got his fingers in the grease.
Well, he started life as a mechanic at a Mercedes dealership about 5 miles from me when he was a kid. He was very always interested in playing and tinkering with cars, and he got a job, and he was doing stand-up at some clubs around and working as a mechanic at the same time. That's that's how he got started. It's really a great story. I've been around him four or five times, and I find his graciousness to be, I don't know whether you find
found him that way or not, but I find him to be sort of a regular guy. And as much as anybody like that can be a regular guy, he is.
Yeah, that's his shtick, and right. I will tell you, the strangest thing ever, at Pebble Beach this year, I saw him, and he wasn't wearing a jean shirt.
Really?
No denim shirt, yeah.
Wow, that's his signature. Yeah.
Right. I've ever run into him, and he wasn't wearing a denim shirt, so that was a first, right?
Right, exactly. I never forget that. I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll get to the GM recall. I was driving down the 101. On the other side of the hill in LA County, and I happened to be I was thinking about getting a haircut, and I didn't know this area that well, and damned if I'm not, I look over and there's Jay Leno in one of his old cars, the top's down. And so we slowed down because the traffic on the 101 is slowed down, you know, 18 hours a day. You'd be lucky if you knew 30 miles an hour there. So I hollered out the window. I said, "Hey, Jay, where's a good place to get a haircut?" And he said, "Follow me." So he took me off the next exit of the 101, and it was Van Nuys, anyway, not important. And he brought me down because he lives around there, and he brought me to his barber. He said, "Here, take good care of my friend." And that's when I got into the conversation with him about being from Massachusetts, and he was interested. And then I've seen him four or five times since then. But he's really, he loves, man, those cars, and he's got so many. Man, he's got to have, how much money is involved in all those cars? You have any idea?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some kind of charity there, because I can't imagine one single person. Although I was staying at Pelican Hill Resort there in Huntington Beach once, and they told me that he had just built the house above there, which had a 60-car garage. So he's got even in his holiday home, he has 60-car garage. So there you go. That gives you an idea of how many cars.
Got a lot of cars. All right, speaking of a lot of cars, General Motors recalling a lot of pickup trucks, SUVs and stuff. Didn't we have the same story about Ford last week?
Yeah, it stings to General Motors a little bit more, though, Doug, because they're just on the tail of releasing their brand-new Silverado truck. This seems to be a wiring harness problem, but the more serious fact is that this has caused injuries in several people. I think there's been 17 or so incidences of fires in the vehicle, and now there's at least two injuries. So they're saying if you own a GMC truck or a Chevy truck of the year around 2015, you may be warranted to go into your dealer and have the wiring harness replaced. The best way to check is always go to NHTSA.gov, which is NHTSA.gov. Put in your VIN number, and it'll tell you if there's any recalls on your vehicle.
All right, a couple of quick things. Volkswagen stopping the Beetle production, but more to the point, they're going to start using 3D printers to produce parts for the cars. Is that going to end well?
Yeah, so first of all, Beetle, yes, a great car, strange history. 3D printers, Ford has been using them for a long time. The grills out of Ford's was made for them. Engine parts are made. It's usually in the development and testing of vehicles that 3D printers are used. They're still quite not good enough for production.
No, for a big time. All right, Nick Miles, check out his website. Anytime you have a car question, OurAutoExpert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.